Matt Babala here with you on 720 WGN for another 25 minutes or so until we turn it over to Orion Samuelson and Max Armstrong and The Morning Show. Thanks for being with us, everybody. Andrew Dowling is a Catalan history expert at Wales Cardiff University, and he's kind enough to join us on the phone this morning. Hey, Andrew, how are you, sir?
I'm pretty good, thank you.
Thank you very much for being on the phone with us. So I'm going to tell you right now, Andrew, as Americans over here, B, we're not as good on world politics and geography and everything else as we should be. B, we've kind of had a lot of craziness in the country this year, so forgive us that we're not following Catalonian independence as well as we should. I think this would get a lot more attention here if it wasn't for, I don't know if you've heard, we've kind of had a lot of craziness in America in the past year. I'm not sure how aware.
I've heard one or two things, yeah.
Has that gotten around on us? Okay. I thought it might have. So what is going on in Spain with Catalonian independence? I never really knew the geography or the history of Spain itself. This movement for a section of Spain to become independent, would this be sort of equivalent to about every 5 to 10 years, Texas threatens to secede from the Union here in the U.S. and just become its own separate country? Is it sort of the same thing, or is there a true history of independence that's festering up and a breakaway really has mounted that makes sense historically that these people want to be separate from Spain itself?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's definitely not anything like, say, the Texas movement, or I think you've even got one in California as well that occasionally shows its teeth, as it were. But those are very much minority movements. I mean, in the case of Catalonia, really, it's got a long tradition. It had an empire in the Middle Ages. It's got a strong sense of its language, culture, and identity. However, what's interesting is that as late as 10 or 12 years ago, support for independence in Catalonia was only about 15%. And what's really changed it, and it may even be that it's contributed to changes in America as well, that you've been speaking about, is the economic crisis. The economic crisis that hit Spain in 2008 hit Spain really, really hard. And that economic crisis in 2008 gives the push to so many political movements around the world, from perhaps even Donald Trump to Brexit to Catalan independence.
And so the thinking is that maybe the area of Catalonia is having to pay maybe not its fair share to support Spain throughout that time. And if they had been independent, they would have been better off financially.
Absolutely. Catalonia is one of the richest areas of Spain. And in a sense, they send more money to Madrid when they get back. And that's been, if you want, a kind of low intensity grievance for decades, but they kind of accepted it more or less. But once the economic crisis hit, it became a real source of resentment. For example, in 2009, over 13,000 small and medium sized Catalan businesses closed. And that was, you know, the traditional, if you want, moderate Catalan nationalist middle classes who were really suffering. So they became increasingly angry and frustrated that as a rich region that they were suffering during an economic crisis. And that fed into, if you want, the pre-existing ideas around Catalan language, culture and identity. And it created a kind of perfect storm, a perfect storm that we're living through today.
So, you know, Scotland had gone through its independence referendum, and countries sometimes here and there talk about breaking away or becoming independent. Are they taking into account, we'll get into the Brexit thing in a minute in the European Union, but are they taking into account the true cost of setting up your own country, your own government, whether it's borders and passports or military? Does it make sense? Would it make sense in a perfect world for them to do this financially? Or is it a little more, we're really upset that you know, we're paying extra, that it's, we're suffering, we need Spain to do more to work with us? Or would it actually economically feasibly work for them to break away?
Well, I think, I mean, there's some, you know, I wouldn't want to stretch it too far, but there are some elements with Brexit in the sense that Brexit and Catalan independence have made enormous promises to their supporters that, in a sense, we would enter with independence a kind of land of milk and honey. And one of the highly significant things that has happened in the past month in Catalonia, as independence has become a real phenomenon, is that over 2,000 Catalan companies have moved their headquarters out of Catalonia to other parts of Spain because they're concerned about the economic impact of independence. So the problem is, because Spain refuses to allow Catalan independence, it's almost impossible to imagine, if you want, a consensual separation of Catalonia. Catalonia is one-fifth of the Spanish economy. So separation of Catalonia would be unbelievably traumatic for Spain and would have knock-on effects in Europe.
So it'd be very bad for Spain itself. What about
Absolutely.
What about the rest of the European Union? Because I think Catalonia was counting on support, but it sounds like it's not really out there, that people seem to be siding more with Spain so far. Is that right?
Absolutely. Catalonia declared, the Catalan Parliament declared independence last Friday, and you know, we're over 1 week, 8 days later. Not a single country in the world has recognized Catalan independence. Not one. There's not a single place anywhere. So that's I think that's really stunned the supporters of Catalan independence. The European Union is, in a sense, it's still recovering from its own crisis related to the economic crisis. It's got a lot of problems. It's got a lot of anti-European Union movements already in existence. And in a sense, the last thing the European Union wants now is more instability, and Catalan independence would cause more instability, which is why the European Union is standing shoulder to shoulder with the Spanish government over this conflict.
Well, and it's probably not surprising, isn't it? I mean, I would assume that other countries will recognize a country's fight for independence when they've been, you know, taken over by force, or maybe there's a humanitarian crisis or some real reason to want to break away other than financial. I would imagine when a region wants to break away because of financial issues, the rest of the European Union or leaders around the world would say, I don't want to encourage that, because that could also happen here probably.
Absolutely. There are concerns. I mean, not only the financial element, but I think there's a concern that there are other movements in Europe that would be inspired by Catalonia becoming independent. You've also got issues, for example, quite complicated issues in Eastern Europe, where you've got national minorities in different countries. For example, you've got 2 million Hungarians in Romania, and that's highly contentious. And I think the concern of the European Union is if you start changing the borders of Europe again, it could have real destabilizing effects in other European countries. People will be, if you want, become inspired that the Catalans have done it, and now we're going to try. And that is part of the concern.
So Catalonia has declared independence. Spain is not recognizing that. And as of last weekend, it was getting a little bit physical, and there was worries about where this was going to lead. It seems to have settled down in the last week. Now, maybe I'm just not hearing as much of it here because, I don't know, Russia keeps coming up. But what's the latest in the independence movement? Has Spain officially completely quashed it, or is this going to continue on?
I think this is going to continue. Spain hasn't squashed it as such, but Spain may be able to contain it, if you want, for the next few months. But that is not a long-term political strategy or a long-term political solution. Because when you've got maybe 45% of Catalans, maybe higher, maybe slightly lower, who, in a sense, have broken from Spain, no longer want to be part of Spain, it's going to be very hard for any government to continue, if you want, to rule a territory with that level of alienation. So whatever happens, Catalonia's having elections on the 21st of December, and a new Catalan government will emerge. It might just repeat the scenario we currently have, which is a government in favor of independence, or it might be slightly different. Whatever happens, I think there has to be some serious political negotiations between the government in Madrid, the Spanish government, and the Catalan government in Barcelona. Otherwise, this situation could just get worse than it already is at the moment.
Is that what's most likely to come out of this, is some sort of political solution that Madrid and the rest of Spain will hear Catalonians' issues and try to work with them to ease some economic issues and give them more autonomy or something along those lines to make them happy for now?
Possibly, but I fear that things will have to get quite bad before we enter that point, that there is actually very little sign from the government of Madrid of willingness to compromise. So far, it's very much been stick and very little carrot. And I think that absolutely has to change from the government of Madrid if they want to solve a major political problem.
I'm
quite pessimistic, actually.
Well, if you were looking into your crystal ball, Andrew, what do you see happening 6 to 12 months from now? Do you see independence actually happening, or do you worry more by force Spain is going to keep them as part of Spain?
Yeah, I mean, I think there are a number of scenarios. Obviously, I'm not Nostradamus, so my crystal ball has limited capacity. But what I would say, I think in 6, 9 months, I think there are various scenarios. I don't think an independent Catalonia is a scenario. I also don't think we'll see kind of real violence in the sense that perhaps we saw in Ukraine with Russian interference and something. I think we'll kind of see some kind of messy situation that we kind of have now without it being properly resolved, that essentially it's quite unstable. It's not really being politically resolved. Catalan independence is not strong enough to break with Spain, and Spain is equally not strong enough to break the Catalan independence movement. And we continue with a kind of stalemate. That would be, if you want, the most likely scenario that I would imagine happening.
So, as an American, good time to go visit Spain right now? I mean, Barcelona is a huge tourist destination. Is that being affected? Is tourism being affected, or is it? Are they catering even more now because both sides want visitors or probably want to prop up their economies as best they can?
Certainly tourism has fallen, partly because through the scenes of police violence on the 1st of October. And I think I don't think we're going to see real violence again. Obviously, I can't be absolutely certain of that, but I think we'll continue to see a lot of big demonstrations. So if people are thinking of going to Spain, if people are thinking of going to Barcelona, I don't think they need to be concerned about their personal safety. But I do think that, you know, if you're the sort of tourist who likes seeing a big demonstration now and again, and a lot of sort of like marches and things, you'll see plenty of that should you travel to Barcelona.
Yeah, if you can't make it to North Korea, Barcelona's a good alternative, right?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, I think you can't get into North Korea, so yes, that is an alternative. So
Andrew.
yeah, a very fraught political situation for quite
Yeah.
some time. But you know, this is not Syria. This is not the Middle East. This is not, you know, there's not violence in the sense in which we understand it.
Yeah,
You know, it's
this is no.
some people might say Trump's America sounds a bit crazy, and maybe we shouldn't visit America.
Yeah, this is not the Arab Spring, right? This is not going to. This is very highbrow. We're disagreeing with each other and we're threatening independence versus a real breakaway. We're putting up walls and we're separating from each other.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, you know, this is, if you want, this is happening in a modern society in Western Europe, and any kind of violent incidents will be very small and very contained. You can see them, whether it's Britain or France or any other European society. Perhaps you see, you know, a few crazies at the end of a demonstration, kind of burning things or something like that. I don't think it will go beyond that.
All right, now this is going to be a crazy question that's probably way off topic, but I don't know enough about it to. But I'm so I'm going to throw this at you anyways. The World Cup is coming up, and I'm imagining Spain has a team. Is Spain's team already separated by region or anything like that, or will this affect who Spain sends to the World Cup?
You mean soccer, yeah? Football.
Yes,
We
football.
call it soccer, or you call it
We
soccer, we
call
call
it
it
soccer. You call it
football.
football. I just referred to the World Cup. I imagine it's.
There is a Spanish national team. It's always had quite an important contribution of Barcelona, actually. So what's your question
I
then
don't
in
know.
that
I mean,
sense?
if Catalan is declaring independence, maybe they say, hey, we're going to send us. And it's too late now to get a separate team involved in it at all. But I wonder if they got anybody from, from Barcelona, if there were premier players on the team that were from Barcelona, would there be pressure from the Catalan government for those players not to play?
There may, well, not from the, not so much perhaps from the Catalan government, but certainly from Catalan people. If this continues, I think there could be that sports people, you know, often politics and sport can very rapidly overlap, and there may be some Catalan players who personally decide for a variety of reasons, I don't want to play for Spain. So I think that's entirely conceivable, yeah.
Well, it'd be very interesting because a lot of times I feel like people don't get involved in these things, right? Sometimes it's just, it doesn't affect my day-to-day life, whatever, whatever, whatever. But if it's something they're really passionate about, and sometimes the national football team is that thing, that might be an interesting way to get more people all riled up about what's going on.
Absolutely, absolutely, yes. Yeah, sport is often, you know, a substitute in that sense for other conflicts.
Yeah. Andrew Dowling, a Catalan history expert at Wales Cardiff University. I really appreciate you jumping on the phone. I'm sorry we had to keep you waiting a little bit there while we got through the news. I hope we can chat with
That's
you again
okay.
soon.
Yep, sure. Welcome.
All
You're
right.
welcome. Okay, have a good day.
Thank you
Bye now.
so thank you so much, Andrew. Andrew Dowling at Wales Cardiff University. All right, quick break. We'll check in with the morning show next, 720 WGN.